Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome back to Morning Footy, presented by StubHub. First leg of CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals are in the books. Here's a look at the results. Club America and Pachuca, one goal apiece there. And the Columbus Crew get the 2-1 win over Monterrey at home. Next week, the second legs will happen starting on April 30th. Let's chat about this Columbus Crew-Monterrey match. Darian, yesterday we were speaking about this game and saying how important it would be for Columbus to get a decent result at home. Maybe get as the goal differential is big because away goals count in CONCACAF Champions Cup. Do you think that they did enough in this first leg at home?
I honestly think they were lucky to not get scored on more. Their back line looked really out of sorts. I don't think Monterrey took advantage of the gaps that Columbus left. I'm happy that they won. I think they're a different team when Cucho Hernandez is on the pitch. He completely elevates their game in the attack. He looks threatening. Every time he's on the ball, they have some sort of attack or he's setting other players up to maybe get a shot on target. But I think without him, if he's not healthy, I don't know that they would have had the game that they had. And I'm interested to see when they do go to Monterrey that how they're going to defend better, because it just looked, in my opinion, really bad. They had huge gaps between their back line that I don't think Monterrey actually took advantage of when they could have.
There were moments of the game, especially in a big chunk of the beginning of the second half, where they suffered a lot.
Yeah.
It felt like they couldn't find the response, but you have to give them credit because they suffered through that and then got the goal. They answered back to conceding, and that goal for Monterrey could be worth gold. But what we were talking about yesterday on the show was that Columbus needs to walk away from here with a win. And Monterrey could have scored more, but also weren't as sharp as you thought. Schulte had a boss game.
Yeah.
He was really, really good. So did Monterrey's goalkeeper, by the way, Esteban Andrada, who is a top goalkeeper, came up with a lot of big saves. And Wilfred Nancy didn't go to the bench until like
really
the
late
79th, 80th minute.
Really
it was the
late.
Same guys.
With some players with knocks too that were like limping around the pitch.
But what was important was that Columbus showed that even in moments when the game opened up and back and forth, they had the onus. No. They wanted to control the game. Their intention was to control the game. And for long parts with possession, they controlled it. There are a few MLS teams that treat the ball like a European educated team, where you want to use the ball to your advantage, especially in Mexico, especially at these instances in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, that they can do that. And it's Columbus, and they showed moments where they were able to control large portions of the game.
In particular, to me, that comes from Darlington Nagbe, someone who, whenever he gets the ball at his foot, it's impossible to get the ball away from his foot. And he was very much that pendulum for that entire team. He would either usher it back to the back line or find those moments. But they're also brave enough to play that way against a team like Monterrey. And also, not have the fear to reset not trying to find passes that maybe aren't there or thread passes. They don't mind resetting and holding onto the ball. And I think I saw a team that was willing to say, you know what, maybe we've drawn the last six. And I think that's why maybe Wilfred Nancy doesn't make as many changes. He said, if this is my best lineup, give me the best shot I have to go to Monterrey with a lead, which they do. But I agree with you. That goal for Monterrey is worth gold. Mm-hmm. That, to me, told me, you know what, this might, a one-goal lead, especially with an away goal, might not be enough for Columbus, because I don't think Columbus can go to Monterrey and sit there and try to control the entire match.
I know. And they controlled the entire match.
But you're going to have to start to thread those passes a little bit more, especially if Monterrey gets a goal. Now you're going to have to make those, that bravery you showed by saying, you know what, we'll reset. You may not have that. Now you may have to thread that pass a little bit. You may have to try to find Cucho Hernandez. You may need Cucho Hernandez to show you a little bit more individual brilliance than he showed you in this match.
Which is zany. I agree that they played brilliant and they have that European style where they can break pressure and they draw. There was plays where they were in the top of the 18.
And Monterrey was, they weren't all out Red Bull press, but they were still there in their half.
Yeah,
and
it's so difficult to get out of it. They got out of it, stayed in possession of the ball, switched the pitch, and recycled it again. It was beautiful to watch. But I do think that how they looked in the back was so skeptical. And I would be shocked if Monterrey didn't want to capitalize on that more in the next leg.
I have faith in Columbus that Columbus can get a goal.
You do.
In Monterrey.
Yeah.
I think they can get a goal.
But do you have any confidence that Monterrey could not?
2-1.
Columbus could stop?
2-1 goes to extra time. And then you never know.
Yeah.
Mm. If Columbus gets the one away goal that Monterrey has, we're talking about having a whole different conversation. I have faith. If Columbus played and went to Tigres and played the way that they played, they can do that in Monterrey. It's going to be... very difficult. But if there's a team that from Major League Soccer that's proved that they have the personality, the character, the identity, and the faith in themselves to play the way that they can play.
That's the X factor there, I think. I think that result against Tigres in Monterrey was massive because they know that they can go and get a result on the road.
If Schulte doesn't have the same level of a game, do they win?
He's kind of shown that he is that guy, though.
Yeah, but then he has moments where, out of the back, he can't control a ball at Tigres. And seemingly the match was, the tie was completely out of reach, and they got back into it. He got his moment of redemption. But he is showing more highs and lows. And the back line can't give balls away. Darlington Nagbe gave a couple of balls away early on.
You could also just, like, drive a boat between the center backs, I don't know. To me, I was like, wow, I can't believe.
That's Nancy ball, though.
I agree, it needs to be more organized because I think some of the liberties, similarly to Inter Miami, Monterrey didn't turn up. Monterrey didn't hit sixth gear until later in the game, right? And they didn't even hit sixth gear. They were insistent and got their goal out of it, but Columbus had a proper response to that.
Yeah.
It feels like at Monterrey, Rayados is going to shift a couple of gears up, and
especially
Columbus is going to have to deal with that and manage that.
Mm-hmm. Second legs of the semifinals happening next week.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.